Oh, hello.
It's Kiss FM. It's Mitch Jury. It's Monday night. If you're a night show lover, you'll know that we do the name game every Monday. It is back. It's on in minutes, like 10 minutes.
You want to hear us, okay?
Coldplay tickets. Now.
But come alive again.
Let's hook you up with this. It's a full row of tickets to see Coldplay, all thanks to the Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin, the Chase, 5 p.m. weekdays on 7 and 7 Plus. They're looking after you with a full row of tickets at Coldplay. It'd be so much, like, so many good songs. Producer Grace, we were talking about this when we were having dinner, like, that you don't even realise are Coldplay.
I have hopes. I'm so sorry. I'm eating a snake. You looked over me and saw me chewing.
No, I thought you were just like, I thought you just, I don't know, doing an impression or something.
What, a cow?
They have good music.
Mm.
Are you a fan, Kylie, of Coldplay?
Oh, 100%, always.
I've just plucked you out of nothing, Kylie. This is how it works. We've got a full row of tickets to go see Coldplay. And on 131065, you call. I'm going to grab someone at random. Kylie, I've grabbed you. Tell me, favorite Coldplay song?
Sky Full of Stars, 100%.
Oh, mine's Yellow. All Clocks. Fun fact, my school song at 306 every day, they play Clocks.
It's
weird?
Too hard to distinguish, although they're great. I know.
Well, listen, honey, you are in the running. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited. Thank you.
This, PTSD. I heard this every day at 3:06. Listen. God, I feel like I'm back at school. Congratulations, Kylie. Happy for you, honey.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner excited. Channel 7. All right, stand by. We are back after this with a tie-up. Grace, talk to me. What's making news today? We're talking Lizzo. She's been in the news a lot.
Yeah, she's denied some pretty dramatic rumors.
All right, that's on the way. Kiss, stand by.
Melbourne's number one hit music station. 101.1. This is Kiss. Any station can give you tickets to see Coldplay live.
Can everybody hear us okay?
But only Kiss can give you an entire row.
My name's Abby, and I just won a row of tickets.
I want something just like this.
All your must-have music tickets are on Kiss.
I can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets.
Thank you so much.
Listen all day between 10 and 3 to win. From your home of all your must-have music tickets.
Kiss 101.1.
Listen to The Night Show on demand. Search The Night Show podcast on iHeart. We're free, never sounded so good.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles now makes choosing tiles for your new home or renovation absolutely mistake-proof. Yes, National Tiles 3D Photo Quality Design Pro software shows you your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. So don't risk it. Make an appointment or just come into National Tiles now to see your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. National Tiles makes choosing your tiles for your home absolutely mistake-proof.
Sensodyne Repair and Protect Toothpaste provides lasting sensitivity relief with twice-daily brushing. Always follow the directions for use.
Your mum's celebrity gossip? Not so reliable. Telstra Home Internet? Reliable. With our super-fast 5G, Telstra 5G Home Internet is more reliable than family. Find out more in-store or online at Telstra. Eligibility criteria applies.
Is your to-do list a never-ending story? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. They have the tools, the skills, and lots of verified ratings and reviews from locals just like you. Whether it's hanging blinds, building flat packs, designing logos, or walking Sharon? Oh, your pet Frenchie. There's a tasker waiting to take care of your to-do list. So you can spend more time doing what you want to do. Get more done with Airtasker.
We can see so much of the world with our cars. But we can't always see what's going on with them. Like when our brake pads are worn thin or when our tyres are wearing unevenly. With Bridgestone Tech Check, our technicians send you a 60-second video inspection that shows you what needs repairing now and what can wait, so you can go with confidence. Bridgestone Select, Tyre and Auto.
With Singapore Airlines 2025 Early Bird Deals, the world is your oyster. Explore great fares to over 100 destinations that are too good to miss. Book now at your local accredited travel agent or at singaporeair.com. In September 25, T's and C's apply.
Stay on top of your game with fast, non-drowsy 24-hour allergy action. Get Telfast 180mg 100 value pack for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
On, off. On, off. Having access to cash can switch your business on, help you grow and scale. But without a healthy cash flow, your business can get switched off fast. If you want to switch your business on to buy new stock or equipment or simply improve your cash flow, get on deck with an OnDeck business loan. OnDeck provide business loans up to $250,000 with funding possible the same business day. Switch your business on. Visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of truckloads of new entertainment being delivered on Foxtel. There's the BritBox app, a bunch of new channels, and all new seasons of your favourite Foxtel originals. And speaking of fast deliveries, an epic summer of cricket is just around the corner. Foxtel, all in one place.
Keith Urban's High and Alive World Tour.
Monday 25th of August and Tuesday 26th of August.
Rod Laver Arena.
A night of hits.
With special guest Chase Matthew.
It's going to be a party you don't want to miss.
So grab your tickets now from tickettech.com.au.
Keith Urban.
Presented by TEG Live.
That's your doctor's appointment. Your usual doctor couldn't fit you in, and it wasn't an emergency. So you booked online with MedMate, and now an accredited Aussie doctor is calling you back in, wow, under 2 hours. Scripts and medical certificates will be sent to you instantly by SMS if clinically approved, all for $25. Well, go on, pick it up. Book a fast-tracked online doctor's appointment 7am to 11pm, 7 days a week at medmate.com.au.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.au.
Hey, it's Laura Byrne here. Did you know that 1 in 4 people buy sunscreen and 85% of them don't use enough? The sun is the primary cause of premature skin aging and skin cancer in Australia, which is why Nivea Sun Protect and Moisture SPF 50 Plus combine skincare with sunscreen as part of your daily routine. Shield your skin with Nivea Sun. Learn more at Nivea.com.au. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Sunscreens are only one part of sun protection. Avoid prolonged high-risk sun exposure. Reapply frequently.
Mimosa Homes V Collection is redefining what's possible on a budget. With V Collection Homes starting from $212,200 and now includes free site costs. Discover full turnkey options ready to move in, including driveway, landscaping, fencing and more. Build your own personalised quote online. Visit mimosahomes.com.au. Mimosa Homes V Collection, where quality is made affordable. T's and C's apply. V Collection Homes only. Mimosa Homes.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
Hey, this is Troy Sivan.
This is Time Tonight.
On The Night Show with Mitch Turek.
The Night Show on KISS.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. Party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up
drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. Comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord.
Tell them drink some.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.
Conversations that were empty when unexpectedly I met your eyes across the room. They pulled me into somewhere new and I never knew a pull so infinitely strong.
Yeah.
Say you stay, don't come and go like you do.
Monday night show on Kiss FM. We are back on the air. Not just me, the whole night show team. Producer Grace, of course, hi.
Always.
Handsome Alex.
Hello.
Still handsome.
Oh, stop.
We were worried, weren't we, Grace? A group
we
chat.
Were worried.
We thought, wonder if in this 1 week off, he'll get fugly.
No.
That's what we said. And guess what? He didn't. He's still hot. Yay! Back with the name game for a Monday night. We do it every week. Handsome Alex will give us a name. Grace and I is us in this scenario. Grace and I then go head to head and we have to name a famous person who has that first name. Most famous person named by either Grace or I gets a point. And it's the first of 3 points, correct?
Correct.
That's correct, yeah. If we say the same name, of course, no points.
We're out. Handsome Alex, what's the current scoreboard?
The current score is Grace 7, Mitch 6.
Oh, no, you're in the lead.
I didn't think I was in the lead.
Neither did I.
No.
Neither did anyone listening.
Yeah, you had a bummed out last week, so.
A what?
You bummed out.
Oh, they said you bummed out last week.
No, that wouldn't make sense in the context.
Well, I did actually had a week off, so.
Okay.
As in you relaxed?
Oh, I bummed out. It was like a joke. Like a sex joke.
Oh, I thought you meant, I don't know.
Well, it's not funny if you've got to explain
the
joke.
Let's move on.
It didn't really mean anything. All right, let's go. First name, Handsome Alex.
Name the most famous Joseph.
Oh, Stalin.
Oh. Yes.
I was like, I can only think of Stalin.
I couldn't think of anyone.
Tribbiani.
I thought of Joseph and Mary. Yeah. Joseph.
Yeah.
I'd go for any Joe.
Of Nazareth.
Yeah.
Joe Biden, maybe? Joe Rogan?
He's not a Joseph.
You should have said Joe if you wanted Joe answers.
Oh, but then it becomes too much.
They're different energies, Joe and Joseph.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah. All right, so no point.
No point. Name the most famous Phoebe.
Bridges.
Mitch.
Yeah, what? Mine's real. Buffet's not real.
Yeah,
you've said so many fake people. The rules change every week, I swear.
Yeah, but no, I didn't give Mitch Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, Skywalker.
That was weeks ago. We have moved on and nobody's still listening.
I'm trying to be consistent.
All right, name the most famous Kristen.
Chenoweth.
What?
Guys.
We're gay. Come on.
That was the gayest answer we could have said.
Both of you are wrong. There's Kristen Bell, Kristen Stewart, wrong. Kristen Wiig.
This is a game of opinion. You can't be wrong.
I know, but we're looking at the most famous.
Kristen Wiig, you're right.
And yeah. Chenoweth, not it.
Kristen Stewart?
Also on the list Kristen that you Bell? Didn't say.
Yeah.
Also on the list.
All right.
Then we went with Chenoweth, the original Glinda on Broadway.
There's still only one to Mitch, Grace Nunn.
Yeah, thank you.
Name the most famous, Kirsten.
Dunst.
Oh, I always get those names confused. Kirsten Stewart. Oh, is it Kristen or Kirsten Stewart? I don't know.
Kristen Stewart. I get the point.
Mitch does get the point there.
I get one more and I win.
Oh, stressful.
Name the most famous Jackie.
Onassis.
Kennedy, yeah.
That's the same person.
Oh, it is.
We don't get the point.
What's going on with us tonight?
Oh, my God. Same brain.
I wouldn't have got that. I'm glad you could.
She married JFK.
Yeah. I didn't know her knee name.
Onassis.
Jackie O.
No, I know this.
Not ours.
No, different Jackie O.
That was also on my list. Also Jackie Chan.
Yeah. Jackie Kennedy, Jackie O. Henderson, and Jackie Chan. The big three. All right.
This is for Mitch for the win. Name the most famous Donna.
Lewis.
Ross. No.
Who's Donna Ross?
Oh.
Donna Summers.
Oh, yeah. I won!
Yes. Great.
You stumbled.
I mixed up Donna Summer and Diana Ross.
Yeah, it's easy to do.
Did you just say Donna Ross?
It's not a person.
She runs a tuck shop at a local primary school. All right, I win the name game.
Thank you, team.
Thank you all. All right, still to come tonight, Lizzo. She finally confirms or denies those Ozempic rumors. What do we all think? No, don't answer that. Problematic. That's next.
Melbourne's number one hit music station.
KISS 101.1. Turn it up.
Can't be shit, I'm an early bird.
Yeah.
Chapel Run on the night show. It is Kiss Monday night. We're back around the country. Listen, we got to do this. It's that time of night again. One of my favorite segments we do. If you haven't heard it before. In the studio now, there are two wonder boxes, two old wooden chests. One sits on producer Grace's lap. Grace, you've got it in front of you?
Yeah, it's actually on my desk. There's not enough room under there to have it on my lap.
True. Mine's on the floor, actually. Mine's
down here. Well, you've got to treat it with some respect.
Well, we have other shows that use this studio. Kyle and Jack don't want to stub their toe on
the wonder box.
Wonder boxes. They both have a song inside them. We've peeked inside and have a listen, and we have an inkling of what the song is. We now need to pitch to you, Belinda, on 131065, the song's in our box, and you get to choose whose song gets opened, whose song gets played, whose box gets opened. Capiche?
Sounds good.
Sounds good. All right, Belinda. Good. Straight to the point. We've got a prize for you, too. I'm going to give you an Instax Mini Link 3. It's a Fujifilm camera. It's a smartphone printer as well. You can print your memories with that. Enjoy.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Pretty cool. Take photos and you print it out. It's like a never-ending
really Polaroid. Nice on your fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, my Wonderbox song I've had for about a week and a half now.
It's actually a record.
Yeah. This is the longest box ever. About that.
Yeah.
I was off last week. Grace and I were off, so this has been sitting in the box. I thought it might have changed.
No, it's but really holding on to that song, isn't
I had
it?
A peek, and it's a good song, Belinda. Like, this song will play, and everyone will go, God, we should have chosen that earlier. Like, genuinely, this is in my top 20 songs of all time.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's from, if you have kids, Belinda?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, they would love, it's from a movie that your kids, maybe not, they would have seen. I saw it when I was a kid.
I saw it on my 10th birthday. So it's a little bit older.
A little bit older. It's kind of like the sexy Finding Nemo, this movie. And if you want to hear the soundtrack to the sexy Finding Nemo, open my Wonderbox, Belinda.
Okay. All right. Belinda, my song, it's also a little bit old. We're going nostalgia tonight, but this song is one of those handful of songs that has a dance attached to it. And whenever you hear it, you go, I don't even have to think about what I'm doing here. I know the choreography. And you can just have a little boogie in the car. It doesn't take up all your limbs, all your space. You can just have a dance and feel good tonight.
Is it Macarena?
No. This isn't a guessing game, Mitch.
True. We could go on forever. Cotton Eye Joe?
No.
Okay. Belinda, whose song do you want? Mine or Grace's?
I think I'm going to go with Mitch.
Oh, okay. She likes sexy Finding Nemo.
Sexy fish. I think, you know what, Belinda? I'm not going to kink shame on this show. No. If you're into sexy fish, you're into sexy fish. Opening my box now. See, Belinda, I told you it was good.
Yes, and I've seen that movie with my kids.
See? There you go.
Call me Nostradamus. There you go. Enjoy, Belinda. Enjoy the Instax camera too.
Thank you.
No worries. Hey, next on the show, after this song, we're talking the Ozempic rumours that have followed Lizzo around this weekend, yeah?
Yeah, she has set them straight.
All right, let's go. Sexy fish unite. Here we go. It's Car Wash. This is Christina Aguilera. This is Missy. Not Missy. It's not Missy.
Missy Elliott.
Missy Elliott. I was going to say Higgins, but definitely not. No, it's Elliott. On Kiss. Enjoy.
This is
three.
A shark tank.
Come on.
water, make their jaws lock. When I swim through the grim, I'm too hot. Y'all can make your best, y'all small tuna fish, I'm one big catch. Bow down, player, cause this right here will be your worst nightmare. Work that, pop back, hurt that. Turn this up and bang it all up on the surface. 9 to 5, I gotta keep that fat stack coming. No matter how big the shark gets, the bike keep running. Washing cars ain't no place to be a superstar, man. That's why I work and work.
Missy Elliott, Christina Aguilera, on the Night Show at Kiss, everybody. That's my Wonderbox song, Down and Dusted. Let's jump into some gossip now. Hey, time for some goss now, the celeb news of the day. Producer Grace tied up for us. What's out there?
Well, Lizzo has shut down rumours that she uses Ozempic for weight loss.
Oh.
She jumped on Instagram very recently. She shared a selfie alongside the text, "When you finally get Ozempic allegations after 5 months of weight training and a calorie deficit."
Deficit, yeah.
So in May, Lizzo shared some insight into her diet and exercise routines, adding that she wasn't focusing on trying to escape the fatness. She said, "I love my job."
Fatness sounds like some sort of horror movie. It's the fatness. Oh my God, I've opened my eyes and I've seen the fatness. Like, come on, mate.
No, she's just saying she's not unhappy with her body. She's just trying to improve it.
That fatness kind of too. Fatness back.
Fatness returns.
Fatness returns, yeah.
Sorry. She said, "I love my job, but it takes a lot of physical endurance to do what I do. I used to be very rock star, mm-hmm. used to throw myself around on the stage."
Yeah.
And she said, "As I got more professional in my career, I started to take the physical part more seriously." So she's doing more weight training, going to the gym, that kind of thing.
Yeah, being bigger takes a toll on you. It like takes a toll on your body, especially if you're in that line of work, right?
Mm.
I mean, I understand that she's wanted to get fit. There's a double standard when an already skinny person gets muscles. It's like, good on you.
Yeah.
Kudos to you for doing this, making this change. But when a person that was bigger suddenly loses pure fat or is slimmer, it's, "Oh, what's this? How did you do it? Why are you doing it?"
This is an experience you went through.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I lost 45 kilos. And the message that I got the most, coming from 160 kilos, was, "Do you feel you have let the bigger boys down because you were, you know, a face for bigger boys?" And, you know, which it was, it's hard to hear, right?
Absolutely.
Because I didn't do it. I didn't lose weight for the bigger boys. I did it for me.
Absolutely.
Really.
And anything you do for yourself is so personal, and you can only do it for yourself.
Yeah. And there's also, with stuff like this, not one answer to why someone does it. So I think good for her. Leave her alone, whether or not she did or didn't take Ozempic, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Courtney Cox has spoken about her famed character Monica as Friends hits its 30th anniversary this year.
Oh, wow.
Which is just wild.
Yeah.
She was reflecting on how her character Monica lives on in pop culture and remains obviously one of her most defining roles. She said, "Monica is alive and well. Are you kidding?" She was like, were asking questions about that. She also said she's glad that the makers of Friends aren't looking at doing a reboot. She thinks everything should just
be done.
It was perfect. You can't recreate it. Anything with a re in front of it is just not going to work.
Agreed. I mean, now, you know, we lost Matthew Perry.
There were talks of a reboot focusing on all of their kids and what they'd be doing now, because they'd all be late teens coming into their 20s.
Well, yeah, but no, 30, right? Because 30 years old.
Well, 30 years is when the show started, 1994.
Ah.
Yeah.
So 20s.
Yeah. So Emma, Ross and Rachel's baby, would be, sorry, spoiler.
Yeah, I think we're well clear of that. You know what would be cool? To get the kids that played the kids to come back, because it was Cole Sprouse, right? Cole and Dylan Sprouse.
Yeah, from Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
From Riverdale, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's about it, I think.
Yeah, I think that's it. Chris Hemsworth left Drew Barrymore blushing after he revealed that he actually saw her in a hair salon during a very awkward encounter. Chris Hemsworth appeared on the Drew Barrymore show this week for the first time, and she told this story about the first time that they ran into each other. They were both at a hair salon, and she was too awkward to approach him. Here's what happened.
Okay. Well, I was too nervous to go up to you, but the whole hour or two that I was sitting here, I'm like, I just want to meet Chris Hemsworth. Oh, okay. I just want to meet him, and I want to say hello. But
I was thinking the same thing.
No!
Absolutely! Are you kidding?
And I just so wanted to be respectful. Of course I was freaking out the whole time! I was a
crazy fan.
Oh, sweet.
It was cute. They both saw each other and they were both like, oh, I want to say hi to Chris Hemsworth or Drew Barrymore, but I'm too scared.
But you know what? Out of all the celebs that I feel would be okay with being approached, it's Chris Hemsworth or Drew Barrymore.
Absolutely. They'd both be so nice about it. They'd be like, no, of course, come interrupt me.
You know what? They'd be insufferable together.
Absolutely. Oh, so did you not hear that 30 seconds I just played?
I did. I was waiting for it to end. I was waiting. Please finish.
How good are you? I've seen you live before. You're back for a tour.
It's wonderful. The response and the support has been so amazing. Makes me very, very excited to come back.
And this week, they are taking you to the land of the stars.
Put some miles on.
Let me hear you, Hollywood.
Please welcome.
What's up? It's the Kid Laroi.
Thank you for having me, man.
This is a big deal for me because you guys are the shit.
Hey, it's Tate McRae here.
Hey, this is Phineas.
Hanging out with Kyle. And Jackie O.
Hey, it's Curtis Stone with Kyle and Jackie O. You two are amazing.
You probably know me as Jason Alexander.
Best known on television as George Costanza.
Carmen Electra. She's a gorgeous looking woman.
I know, and she joins us now.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, we're good.
Plus,
can you believe it?
Hey, everybody, this is Katy Perry. I love Kyle and Jackie O.
Katy Perry to perform at the AFL Grand Final.
They know how to put on a show. It's there, the AFL.
It's great.
We could break it in if you know what I mean.
Stars. Listen live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
Kiss 101.1.
Hurry! The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Listen to The Night Show on demand. Search The Night Show podcast on iHeart. We're free. Never sounded so good.
Hello. Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles now makes choosing tiles for your new home or renovation absolutely mistake-proof. Yes, National Tiles 3D Photo Quality Design Pro software shows you your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. So don't risk it. Make an appointment or just come into National Tiles now to see your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. National Tiles makes choosing your tiles for your home absolutely mistake-proof.
Whatever you're anywhere, Ampol Foodery keeps you moving. Go from A to gourmet with handmade foodery sandwiches and wraps. Go from A to anywhere with Ampol Foodery. Product and range availability varies by store.
Does your to-do list give you the ick? AirTasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. They have the tools, the skills, and lots of verified ratings and reviews from locals just like you. Whether it's scrubbing Barbies, doing the airport pickup, or styling your mullet, there's a tasker waiting to take care of your to-do list. So you can spend more time doing what you want to do. Get more done with AirTasker.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at Elgina, however you say it. Elgina's chicken is always crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and charcoal to perfection. Oh, and their famous garlic sauce. Mmm, I like to smother it on bread, pack it with chicken, and feel my eyes roll back into my head. It's not just chicken, it's Elgina's charcoal chicken. Find a location near you at elgina.com.au.
You're known as Sarah the Carer. It's why you're picking up your niece from a party at 1 a.m. And after blowing a tyre, it's also why you're having a deep and meaningful at 1:15. Thankfully, 24/7 roadside assist is included as standard with UE's comprehensive car insurance. You'll always be you. So get insurance that's a bit more U-shaped. UE. You insured. Product issued by UE Pty Limited. Consider our car insurance PDS to decide if this product is right for you. Exclusions, limits and additional fees may apply. PDS, T's and C's and TMD available at ue.com.au.
Hey, it's Laura Byrne here, and sunscreen is an essential part of your daily skincare routine, which is why Nivea Sun Protect and Moisture SPF 50 Plus combine skincare with sunscreen. If you have a busy, active lifestyle, apply a teaspoon of sunscreen to each exposed part of your body 20 minutes before you go out, and don't forget your hat. Shield your skin with Nivea Sun. Learn more at nivea.com.au. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Sunscreens are only one part of sun protection. Avoid prolonged high-risk sun exposure. Reapply frequently.
Record-breaking country music superstar Luke Combs, live in Melbourne, with special guests Jordan Davis, Mitchell Tenpenny and Lane Pittman. Performing two incredible nights at Marvel Stadium. Next February on Friday 7th and Saturday 8th. Get tickets from Ticketmaster. For more, visit frontiertouring.com.
I've done it. Cancel the Tyler.
Oh no, you're not doing it yourself.
Even better, I've got Mr. Wetwall. Think floor-to-ceiling waterproof panels that go over your tiles, so no demo job, and it's 65% cheaper than retiling, which means more money for...
A walk-in wardrobe full of Jimmy Choo's.
Jimmy who? I was thinking more of a leisure centre, a pool table.
Visit MrWetwall.com now, so you can spend more reno money on whatever you like.
The mailbox. A statue of suburbia that sees all, including tradies trying to use mailboxes to grow their business. One day they're posting fridge magnets, pamphlets the next, even SEO, whatever that means, the mailbox doesn't care to know.
Start with high pages,
they yell.
You get more jobs.
If not for the junk mail just stuffed in their mouth. Tradies, to build your business,
start with high pages.
Want to make $7 go further? Get Ampol Fruiteries Crave and Save. Just $7 for a selected sandwich and a drink from the 250ml Red Bull or 600ml Coca-Cola ranges. Good if you're craving, great if you're saving. Crave and Save, only at Ampol Fruitery. Offer ends October 1, see ampol.com.au for details.
We're high above the freeway and it's bumper to bumper. Some big delays are expected.
No one likes to be slowed down, especially in business. At OnDeck, we make it easy to get the funds your business needs. OnDeck Group has helped over 100,000 small businesses get ahead and lend over $13 billion US to businesses globally. Approval in as quickly as 2 hours and the funds in your account as fast as the same business day. Speed up your business with OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5pm on 7 and 7 Plus.
Hi everyone, it's Meghan Trainor.
This is Harry Styles.
This is Sam Smith here.
The Night Show with Mitch Turi on KISS.
Like my noggin, and time to fight y'all get in. When you debate who the best, but I'll
saw white chalk and when I step up to that mic, cock it then. Oh my God, it's that chicken dog again.
This is Pink.
Picture a place on
Chase.
New truck, big lift, old roads. We've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. No brakes, I'll tell, no gate, ain't gotta try too hard, my baby's pushed to start, I'll torque, full speed, off-road, on me, 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas, I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last, you said, where's the fun in that, yeah, let's go put some miles on it, back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going home. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine. You and me in a truck bed ride like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles.
Around the country, it is the night show. We're done here for your Monday. Before we go, we need to now do what we do at the end of the show every single night, and that is for this first show back, really. We've had a week off, but we're back on air for this Monday, the 23rd of September, night show team. We need to say
good night.
Good night to the Coffs Harbour couple who found a tiny egg inside their egg.
This is the sort of news story that's so far up my alley.
It's like a babushka egg.
Yeah, totally. A New South Wales couple cracked open an egg to cook for breakfast, and they found another tiny egg inside of it. It's very rare, but others have reported examples in Australia. They say they're not game to crack open the tiny egg.
Why not? What else can you do with it?
They're so unsure of what's inside, they're scared.
I don't want it to be another chicken.
Well, then what if it's another egg? So in my mind, guys, scary. Spooky. Good night to the scientists today that have come out to say that we should be cleaning our clothes less.
Oh, how often?
Yeah, no, I have the answer. I'm so unsure that I'm prepared. I do have to read, though. For decades, apparently, people have washed clothes multiple times a week.
Yes,
they say once a month is suffice.
Once a month we should be doing our laundry, or once? That doesn't make sense.
Standard laundry, like stains and whatnot, you get them out instantly, but jeans and jackets and some heavier
items. You can wear them multiple times throughout the month, but you should only be washing them once a month.
They're saying people really only traditionally wash clothes every couple of days because of the shame, cultural shame, for wearing clothes multiple times in a row, but we should not be washing a white or a black shirt after every one single use, is
really?
What they're saying.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm a sweaty person.
Me too. You get home from a day of work and you're like, you got sweat in your armpits. I'm not putting that shirt back on.
Have you ever had a full day, it might be TMI, in a pair of undies and sniffed it and gone, like, being like, good on me. As in, like, it's not smelly.
Oh, no. I thought you were just getting, like, aroused by your own scent.
No.
Your own pheromones.
Is that line of questioning would go?
I'm all being like, that's pretty clean.
Yeah, no.
I'm, yeah.
Not, less so, like, more like when I get like to the end of the day and I'm not sweaty and my shirt could also possibly be worn again for a second time. I'm correct. Like, oh, it's going to me.
Correct. That's more. Thank you for, that's what I wanted to say.
But you, yeah.
But I didn't. And good night to the push to build more female toilets, which is building online. There is a push from the National Construction Code. Well, the push is on them to build more female bathrooms in Australia in a 2-to-1 ratio of female to male toilets.
I'm very passionate about this.
Yeah. Apparently, 34 women are 34 times higher, more likely to jump the queue for to use the bathroom than men are. And that is because 80% of people with incontinence are women.
Well, that makes sense. Oh, I mean, okay, you know, people with uteruses are typically the ones that push everything out when they have babies.
Right.
There was a much easier way to say that, and I really stressed myself out.
As the woman
out
in the room, you're not representing
I'm so
the
sorry.
Group well. Getting real angry about it. And the woman, and then I'm with you.
Women have to use toilets for a lot of things, and men just whip it out.
You're right.
They can go anywhere.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Handsome Alex, we get to walk into a room, and there's a wall made of metal that we can pee on.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of it, but it is a convenience that we do have.
Are you shy? You're not shy?
I'm a cubicle peer. Yeah.
Really? No, I get it. I'll pee anywhere. I don't mind.
No, and then if someone starts talking to me when I'm, like, if I am at the urinal and someone starts talking to me, I want to die. It's the worst.
Why would they talk to you?
No,
people do.
Especially at work. I actually think conversations in bathrooms should be banned.
I agree. It's awful.
That's a bit drastic.
Let's be silent. No, it's not.
I've got in so many times, and then a woman from sales is like, so how are you? And I'm like, not
totally.
The time. I'm weeing.
Yeah, not the time, place. Janet. Not the time. And I'm not good. I'm not good. All right, well, thanks for listening. Good night to you. We're back on air. I hope you missed us. How is the fill-in guy? Good night to Alex, who filled in for us.
He was great.
Yeah, not as handsome Alex.
No.
No.
Just Alex.
The other Alex. Yep. But he did confirm today he can do more pull-ups than me, so.
He said,
are you guys doing more physical competitions in the office? This is not the first time this has happened.
No, it's not. And he's beating me on all fronts. So.
Yeah, all the men in the office during the day do push-up competitions.
For vibrators.
As prizes?
I got a cologne.
Wait, is that the prize that we gave away on our show that was left over?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you didn't win?
No, but Loran did. So
he's... Well, he's now handsome Alex and you were just Alex.
Outrageous. No.
He's muscle Alex.
Okay. Well, we'll never hear from him again. So he's irrelevant, to be honest. See you all tomorrow night. Good night, team.
When you bye. Pussycat knows. What's new, pussycat? Want more Mitch? Ooh. Just search The Night Show on the iHeartRadio app or your socials. Stay sexy, Australia.
Any station can give you tickets to see Coldplay live.
Can everybody hear us okay?
But only KISS can give you an entire row.
My name's Abby, and I just won a row of tickets.
I want something just like this.
All your must-have music tickets are on KISS.
Can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Listen all day between 10 and 3.